James Comer, four Biden family business associates cooperating with investigation into Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on April 3, 2023. Four Biden family business associates are cooperating with the House investigation into President Joe Biden and his family. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, said Monday. Comer is investigating Joe Biden and the Biden family for 9 violations, including money laundering and wire fraud. The probe has encompassed subpoenaing bank records and demanding cooperation from family business associates. We are in communication with four former Biden family business associates, Comer told Fox Business. They are cooperating with our investigation. And I will tell you it's very concerning, he said about the information the whistleblowers revealed to the committee. The committee was not able to confirm to Breitbart News who the four members were due to their whistleblower status. But one member is likely Hunter Biden's top financial lieutenant Eric Schwerin. In February, a spokesperson for the committee told Breitbart News that Schwerin was soon expected to provide documents to Comer's probe. Schwerin's cooperation with the committee comes after Hunter plotted to betray Schwerin in 2019 amid their crumbling relationship, built upon an off-the-books business arrangement. Text messages obtained by Breitbart News from Hunter's laptop show. In tandem with whistleblower cooperation, Comer's probe has begun to produce tangible results. The committee revealed in March the Biden family received a collective $1.3 million cut in 2017 from a Biden family business associate, who was sent a $3 million wire transfer from a Chinese energy company linked to the CCP. We believe the reason the family was receiving this money is because of favors that Joe Biden did as vice president and/or as president, Comer told Bloomberg last week. There are at least 10 different transactions that will show the president's immediate family was receiving funds from the Chinese Communist Party, Comer added. On Saturday, Breitbart News exclusively reported email exchanges between the Biden family and business associates that reveal the anatomy of a Biden family business. The scheme includes Biden family members holding an interest in an organization on behalf of the VP. Breitbart News reported. Team Biden was to receive $12.5 million for the establishment of the Biden Institute at the University of Delaware, UD, which launched shortly after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. The arrangement meant a nice payday for the Bidens and their associates. And, as it turned out, the launch of the Biden Institute coincided with a bonanza in foreign money donations for the university. Correspondences show that UD wanted Joe Biden to raise funds for the university after his institute opened. In the weeks and months following the opening of the institute, UD received foreign cash donations totaling more than $33 million, including $6.7 million from China. Of that sum, three gifts came directly from the Chinese Communist government. In a series of email exchanges that included Hunter Biden, Valerie Biden Owens, Joe's sister who called Hunter Biden the central person in the UD plans, two of Owens's daughters, Joe's nieces, and various Biden business associates. They discussed ways that they could benefit from Biden's academic ventures and having the Biden Foundation or a family member sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MO, on behalf of the VP. Emails from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop show that UD and Team Biden negotiated ways to compensate Biden family members, including Joe Biden's sister Valerie Biden Owens. White House Fox dodges question about Chinese payments to Biden family, I'm just not going to even respond. The recent revelations have impacted public opinion of whether or not Joe Biden was involved in the family business. A Wednesday Fox News poll found more voters over the course of a four-month period are convinced Hunter and President Joe Biden have done something illegal or unethical in relation to his family's business. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.